When I first started to write these posts 3 months ago, fearing I'd need ideas to write each week, I hunted around in my computer for things I'd already written and ran across this in an email I'd sent to my friend Vicky about a year ago. My success and happiness and capacity for creativity and inventiveness and all that I want, including health and fitness and a fulfilling and fulfilled life, are linked to my being a girl, allowing myself to be supported and provided for, and to take sweet, loving care of my body, to make it a priority, and feel precious and beautiful and lovely and grace-filled. There's a sensory field that this statement creates that I'm yearning to live in, that of trusting and allowing and a quiet celebration of my femininity. For the past several New Years, I've come back to this as my intention, to reorient myself at the start of the year. In my upbringing, climbing trees with lots of boys, and my mom with her very action-oriented way of being, make it happen is her motto, there wasn't much example of what it meant to be feminine. I would not change my early life in any way. It has served me to know how to really work and get stuff done. But it has seemed to initiate this quest for living in another way, even when I didn't know what that way was, or at first, even that there was one. I see the signposts along my way. I'm drawn to movies like My Fair Lady and Dangerous Beauty, where the masculine-feminine dynamic is the central theme. When life set it up so that I'd have a room of my own, I made it pink and soft and flowery, but not too. I was immediately drawn to Alison Armstrong and her work when I heard her talk about what it meant to run a business and still be feminine. She has become a treasured teacher and has contributed to this evolution in me more than anyone or anything else. There's been a lot of talk about feminine or feminine power in the personal growth world in recent years. And as much as there's a part of me that celebrates this, much of it has missed the mark for me. It's female-oriented, but it's still largely masculine. This has led me to define for myself what feminine means. It's so much more than girliness, frilliness, and pink. It's a powerful way to be alive. The image that comes to me, and it's a felt image rather than a visual image, is one of resting in a hammock. I'm supported by the earth and gravity, at rest and at peace, trusting that all is well. It's a receptive space. I feel myself looking out from behind my own eyes without any need to change what I see. I just take it in. It's appreciative, warm, and gracious. It's also responding to what comes my way and allowing what's being created to come to life, like a pregnant woman does with her baby. I first started showing my art because I was invited by my friend Eleanor Harvey to do open studios together at our church. And I discovered I was a teacher because of the painters who kept asking, finally dragging me out from under my fears to share what I know about painting watercolor. What was born of this is now my life and livelihood, without my intending to. Through Allison's work, I discovered my noble qualities, freedom, connection, illumination, trust, and loveliness. This is who I can be when I care for myself. I felt I needed some kind of permission to become feminine. I had no connection between feminine and important. I first needed to know that what I bring to the world from here does not just matter, but is actually what the world thirsts for. Because the feminine is motivated externally, I keep reminding myself that self-care is not selfishly done just for me, but for who I can be, for Joe, my family and friends, the painters in my groups, for my paintings, for you. And it's really hard to stay here. The feminine's overshadowed in our world by the masculine, taking action, being productive, accountable, making stuff happen. I often find myself charging into my day, my life, to-do list in hand, forgetting it entirely. And now that I know of what it feels like to be feminine in this way, it's increasingly painful to do this. The sensitivity I shared last week is being revealed to me. Here we are at the start of a shiny new year, and I sit again with this intention. I feel tender in my desire to live feminine. I am humbled by the strength of my deep-rooted habits that keep me running right over, taking care of my body and need for rest and quiet time. I look at my year-after-year desire to live more this way and say to myself, I'm still here. If I look back just a little, it's hard to see progress. But if I head back 10 or even 20 years in my life, it's clear I've come incredibly far. This brings back to me my post about our old oak tree and its example of the long season after season maturation needed to bear fruit. What has just been revealed to me in this very moment is that the feminine way of becoming feminine is to just allow it in its own time. It's the ingrained make it happen in me that is having a problem with how long it's taking. That urgency kept in balance is good too. It keeps life moving along. We need both parts. While writing this post, I happened to glance out the window of my studio and saw the full moon just before going out of view for the day in the pink sky of dawn. Lovely. Wishing you a lovely day. Carl.